This episode is sponsored by State Farm. You a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Well, look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. Ready for an awesome episode? Well, so are we. But you know what? Before we get to it, I got to tell you that members of Navy Federal Credit Union could earn more and save more. Bam! Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as our friends at Navy Federal do. Start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit. For example, you could open an Easy Start certificate for just $50. And then how many certificates do this? You can then add money at any time and watch your savings grow. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval. Welcome to an excerpt of the Stacky Benjamin Show. I'm Joe Saul Sehy. Recently, Jamie Wise from Buzz Indexes came down and spoke with us about recent developments in social media. It seems that the Buzz Index is beginning to track some discord, I guess that's the right word, in online communities. Let's listen to Jamie and I talk about it. And for our second headline, Jamie Wise from Buzz Indexes is back. Welcome back, man. We missed you.
Hey, it's good to be back, Joe. How are things?
Well, it's fantastic now that you're here. You know, property values always go up when Jamie Wise comes down to the basement. But let's talk about this because it's been an interesting month in the market. The market was on a tear, and the Buzz Index has also been on a tear, but not quite as much as the market. Give us the numbers first.
Sure. We, you know, rising tide lifting all ships here in February, that's for sure. Buzz was up about 2.8% during the month, which is a little less than 1% below the S&P and about 1% below the iShares MTUM Momentum ETF. Again, stocks on a tear, investor euphoria, but we're seeing some different insights in Buzz, which may lead us to think it may be coming to maybe not an end, but at least slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, that's what all that I've been reading about. And of course, I'm reading on the same places where Buzz is gleaning their index algorithm stuff from, right? People online, stories that are being shared on Twitter, on Facebook, on social media, all talking about how we're all waiting for the other shoe to drop. And it looks like that's kind of the rotation you're getting with the Buzz Index too, which maybe should scare us a little bit.
I don't know if we need to be scared, but I think it might be time for a bit of a pause, right? And I think where we see that most clearly is in the financial sector. So that has been the one sector since the election that has really just outperformed everything else. I mean, a huge run in the largest cap U.S. financials, whether it's Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley. And we're seeing some of that sentiment wane. We certainly picked up on it following the election. The weightings of financials increased in our index. We added more names to the index. But very interestingly, in February, two names dropped out, and that's Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley.
Which have been huge high flyers, just absolutely huge for the index.
Absolutely. And I think the same, you know, we're reading and listening to the same things that you're reading. We're just listening to maybe millions of more conversations. And I think people are starting to feel that we're certainly closer to the top now that we've had this big run, now that these stocks are up 30%+ in the last few months. Maybe it's time to take a pause. Let's see what the new president can deliver to the economy. Maybe all of the financial regulation changes might just be priced into these stocks. And so we're getting a little cautious, at least in that sector. We are still seeing some positive trends with respect to Trump's policies in other places, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the rotation, because some of the rotation seems to be a little bit on the defensive side, which is, you know, part of where all your commentary is coming from.
Yeah, we added an old economy name that is likely to benefit if some of Trump's policies go through, and that's U.S. Steel. And it came into the index in February at a max weight, 3% within the index. And we all know the story behind U.S. Steel, right? Trump is very much a Buy America sort of strategy here in what he plans to deliver into the market here. If he is successful, of course, there's going to be a huge need for the products that U.S. Steel makes so that we can do these big infrastructure spends and the big infrastructure plays. I think people are believing that he will be able to accomplish that. He's going to build walls. He's going to build pipelines. He's going to come through with his infrastructure. And that leads to more investor optimism when it comes to U.S. Steel.
When it comes to steel, right. What are some of the other names that you're seeing now that are either bigger weights than they were last month, Jamie, or some of the names that are surprises that are new?
Well, we have Macy's coming into the index again. And of course, Macy's has been in the news recently because it is the subject of a potential takeover from Hudson's Bay Company, a Canadian-based retailer. And people are really excited about that. There's been nothing announced, which allows it to still continue to be in, you know, a part of our index and no formal announcement. But I think people recognize not only the value that Macy's could bring under a bigger umbrella, but more importantly, maybe the value in the real estate holdings that they have.
And it's interesting, once again, owning real estate, a little bit more conservative position than some of the high flyers that we saw like back in October, November.
Yeah, there's that transition from maybe some of the new economy high flyers into these old economy stocks that would really benefit from Trump policies, right? Buy America, yeah. America First, America Manufacturing, all of the places that, you know, were very popular through the early and mid 90s and then were overtaken by the tech craze of the last 20 years. Are slowly finding better and better sentiment as time goes by.
Well, it's funny. The last time you and I talked when the Buzz Index trailed the Momentum Index or trailed the S&P 500 was right around the election. And that ended up proving to be exactly what you and I thought it was, Jamie, which was kind of like the crowd being a little bit ahead. So I'm very excited to see what we've got 30 days from now when you and I talk again. The index is the Buzz Index. You can buy it as ticker symbol BUZ. And that's on the, which exchange is that on? Is that the NASDAQ, the American?
No, it's NYSE Arca, the New York Stock Exchange listed.
Yeah, cool. Ticker symbol BUZ. And I also need to say that I own the Buzz Index and I've been, Jamie, incredibly happy with, of course, like everybody would be when they see the returns that they've had. Of course, that's no promise of future returns, but it's just a disclaimer that I do own shares in the Buzz Index. Thanks for hanging out again, Jamie.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us. Looking forward to next time.
For more on the Buzz Index, head to stackybenjamins.com/BUZZ. And for more on Stacky Benjamins, we can be found wherever you listen to podcasts every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Well, I hope you got a lot out of today's episode, but one thing that we talked about a little bit today, but we talk about a lot is you got to have good partners on your team, Stackers. And you know what? Navy Federal Credit Union could be that partner because becoming a member at Navy Federal Credit Union could help you earn more and save more. And aren't those two of the big tenets, right? Have a debt strategy, earn more, save more. Their certificate options could earn you more than standard savings accounts with competitive rates. Not all financial institutions offer you as many choices for savings options as Navy Federal does. For example, you can start your savings journey with a low minimum deposit, add money at any time, and watch your savings grow. I think that's the coolest certificate. Thanks to flexible terms, you can use Navy Federal savings options for all kinds of goals, short or long term. Considering a big home improvement project, maybe you want to consolidate debt. Well, as you're putting your plan together, you want to also have a debt strategy, right? You could borrow up to 100% of your home's equity with a fixed rate home equity loan with zero closing cost or easily borrow as you go with a home equity line of credit. Don't get in over your head with debt. Make sure you have a great strategy and then take out debt as you need it. And Navy Federal's options certainly give you the flexibility to help you make life's big expenses seem more manageable. To learn more, visit NavyFederal.org. At Navy Federal, our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, equal housing lender, membership required, terms and conditions apply, loan subject to approval.